All right, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
And how are you? Okay, I hope. Good. Okay, today we're going to do lesson number 5, which is culture. And I think this is interesting. I think when I do these questions, it's fun for me. I particularly like culture and history. Although I'm not an expert on anything, it's just kind of something I like and I'm interested in. So I will ask these questions. I will ask additional questions. And because some of these answers are not very long, I will ask questions from religion that we've practiced in the past and possibly some other questions that are maybe new to you. So, you know, please try to answer us the best you can. Okay, and what we'll do is begin with the first question is, what is kabuki? So what I have here is just, my comment is that many of these, what they call stage dramas, are normally in spoken English called plays. So if you look at a tour guide book or a tour book, or if you look at the internet site, most of the English, you know, references, most of the English sites always just say kabuki play, no play, you know, puppet play for bundaku. So they use the word play. Now stage art, this type of the dramatic art, this of course is a very more technical, it's not incorrect, it's more technical and not as common for the spoken language. So whatever you want to say is fine. I'm just giving you some options. So many people just say, you know, when you're in Japan, did you see a kabuki play? You know, they wouldn't say, did you see kabuki stage art? No, they wouldn't ask that kind of question. So other than that, I think we can start and see how we do. And in the first answer, it's fine. There's just one thing to me is missing, and it's an important element of kabuki, and let's see if anybody mentions it first before I tell you. Okay, so I'll let him start. And what is your answer for what is kabuki?
Okay, before that, when you say play,
right,
play,
right.
Can I say kabuki theater?
Probably not.
Not. Oh, okay.
I don't think it's incorrect, but it's the most understood expression is kabuki play.
Right.
And many times in America, especially, if you say theater, you know, people from New York realize it's acting on the stage. But a lot of times, most of Americans say go to the theater is like a movie.
Oh, okay.
So it's a theater, it's a place to watch a movie. So there is a different interpretation. So probably what you want to say is just, you know, kabuki play.
Okay. Okay. Kabuki is one of Japan's traditional play forms, which was originated early in the Edo period. Kabuki is performed by men. Therefore, the role of female is played by men. This play is performed accompanied by classical Japanese music, exaggerated action and makeup, and the revolving stage are also the features. The dramas range from revenge by samurai to the love stories of the common people. This play can be seen in the National Theater in Hanzōban, which is 20 minutes from Tokyo Station by taxi or subway or bus. The most famous theater for kabuki is Kabukiza. But this theater is now being reconstructed, so it's not available for a while.
Right, okay. So instead of Kabukiza, where are people able to see kabuki besides National Theater? Do you know?
Besides National Theater?
Yeah.
Oh. You mean in Tokyo?
Yeah, in Tokyo area. Right. Right. Okay, and where can you see? What's the answer so everybody can hear?
Shinbashi
Enbujo. Right, Shinbashi Enbujo, right. That is kind of like the temporary place for kabuki. Good. Okay, one thing. Although I said to say play, I think the first expression didn't work. Can I have you say the first line?
That's right. Kabuki is one of Japan's traditional play forms.
Okay, let's say traditional forms of plays.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Traditional forms of plays.
Right, because play forms... Play has so many different meanings in English, you know, like asobu kind of play.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's different meanings... the word has. So if you say play forms, it's like, oh, is it a game? You know, we're not sure. So if you forms of plays, then I think it would work, because plays, when you refer to plural, means like stage acting.
Okay.
You could say is a form, you know, if in this sense you could say is one of the traditional Japanese forms of stage acting.
Stage acting.
Yeah, stage art, stage acting. That actually works fine. Okay, and the roles are played by men. Roles. I think you have the roles is played.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Operate.
Yeah, okay, good. All right, that's fine. Good. I think, you know, get smooth out the answers so that, you know, it sounds a little smoother then, more fluent. But I think with practice, it's a good answer. So just practice more. Okay. Good. All right, let's go to the next and ask the same question. What is kabuki? Okay.
Kabuki is a traditional dance drama performed by only men to the accompaniment to of the sounds and music. Kabuki actors wear elaborate costumes and make up their faces depending on their roles. Kabuki theater is closed until spring of 2013 for reconstruction, so the Shinbashi Embryo is the main theater for Kabuki now.
Okay, all right. I don't know what dance drama. probably it's not as recognizable as just play. I think, you know, that's the common term people use. So it, I know there are some kabuki, we would still say kabuki plays. There's some kabuki plays, what is it, kagamijishi? That's really, there's no, nothing really spoken, right? Isn't it kagamijishi, the lion one? It doesn't really speak, it is a dance, right? It's not really much acting. I can't remember exactly. So you could say, you know, the kabuki is a traditional dance and play, as a traditional play or dance on, you know, on the stage or something, yeah. But dance drama, I'm not sure if that would be...
It's better to say a traditional play and dance.
Yeah, okay. That's fine, if you want to include dance. But technically, you know, most people, if you just say kabuki, this kabuki play, that's like, you know, jukugo kind of thing. It's become like jukugo rather than stage art, drama, you know, that thing. So that's what I'm saying. Just if you use standard phrases, then it's much easier for the listener to understand. Okay? Yeah. You know, the grammar is fine. You know, it's a traditional dance drama. The grammar is fine. It's the understanding of what you mean. And usually just, as I say, kabuki play has become, you know, set expression or idiom in English, basically. Okay? And you mentioned one thing about what is the characterization of these, of kabuki? You mentioned a few things. Can you say them again?
It is performed by only men to the accompaniment of songs and music.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And kabuki actors wear elaborate costumes and make up their faces.
Good. Makeup. That's the thing that I think in the model answer is missing, because when foreigners visit Japan, why do they see kabuki? They don't understand it. Right? They don't understand. Why do they see kabuki? To see the costumes and to see the makeup. So makeup is an important part. So that's good, right? That they can see. And just another thing, if you want to make this easier, they have the word accompaniment. And you don't really need that word. So you can say, in the first sentence, kabuki is a traditional play performed exclusively by men to songs and music. and you can take out that difficult word to pronounce. I don't like that word myself. It's difficult even for me to say accompaniment. So you don't really need that. Perform to music and dance, or songs and dance, or songs and music, excuse me. Okay? Good. This same thing goes to Bundaku also. They have this accompaniment, and you don't really need that. Just, you know, we perform two songs and music. Okay, let's go on and just try the same question again. What is kabuki?
Kabuki is a traditional Japanese stage play performed only by men to songs and music. It flourished in the Edo period in the 17th century, and beautiful dancing and gorgeous costumes and makeups and elaborate stage sets attracted common people in the Edo period. And now kabuki has been designated as intangible world heritage since 2009, and it attracts both Japanese and non-Japanese people.
Okay, good. As an
intangible,
yeah. Good. Okay. Okay, and how about same question for you? Ready? Hello. You ready? Comes around fast today, okay? And what is kabuki?
Kabuki is a traditional play performed by exclusively by men to songs and music. It is characterized by a combination of rhythmical words, dancing, elaborate makeup and elaborate costumes, and complex stage sets. Present kabuki style was established in the latter half of the 17th century.
Okay, good. Can you say the first sentence again? I think you said something by...
Kabuki is a traditional play performed by exclusively by men.
Yeah, that's what you mean.
To
yeah.
songs and music.
Sure, okay, yeah, that's better. I think you had by exclusively by men. Maybe you said it the first time. Yeah, okay, sure, you know what to say. It's just maybe... Okay, let me ask you, I think you know the answer, but what are some of the special characteristics of the kabuki stage? What are some special features of the stage, the kabuki stage?
Okay. There are some characteristics such as exaggerated makeup.
Okay.
And only men can pray.
Okay.
Stage.
Right.
And the third one may be a very gorgeous costume.
Okay.
And the revolving stage.
Right. Okay. So that's what I'm asking. It's about the stage, not about the play. You gave some good examples of what are some of the special features of kabuki. What about the stage itself, the butai? What is special about the stage?
Okay, as I said, revolving stage.
Right, there's
and
anything.
Also the, we call it hanamichi, which is passing way.
Pathway.
Elevated passageway.
Elevated passageway, right.
Passageway from the stage to the dressing room at the rear of the theater.
Right. And anything else?
On the stage, you have a lot of stage sets.
Okay. Right. All right. There's three things. Let's pass the turn. Do you know? Let's try the same question again. What are the three features of the kabuki stage itself? Not the place, but the stage.
One is a revolving stage, and one is an elevated passageway, and the last one is a city. It's a trap door.
Yeah, good. Okay.
The actress enter the stage through trap door.
They enter and leave the stage.
Enter and leave the stage.
Okay, right. Good. So these are the three things: the revolving stage, elevated passageway, and the trapdoor. Why? What is so? What is, you know, the purpose of the revolving stage? Do you know? Why does it move?
Because it is used for quick changes in the scenes.
Right. It's used for quick changes of the scene. So by revolving the stage, rotating the stage, you can change the scene very quickly. So some people also refer to this as rotating stage, whichever word you like. Good. And in the same type of question, let me ask you, what are the three features of the kabuki stage?
The three features of kabuki stage is the one is a revolving stage.
Okay, the three, let's just say it again to fix the grammar. Okay, once more.
The three features of kabuki stage are revolving stage, elevated passageway, and trapdoor. And the revolving stage is called Mawari Butai, and it enables a quick change of the scenes. And the second one is elevated runway, and it is for kabuki actors to have close contact with audience.
Okay.
And also the trapdoor is for actors to appear and disappear.
Yeah. Right. And what is this Hanamichi? What is this passage, elevated passageway for?
It is for the actors. Because it is elevated from the stage to the audience, kabuki actors could have close contact with audience, and in the other period, audiences gave favorite actors flowers.
You answered my next question, right? That's okay. No. Good. Yeah, they gave the actors flowers. So what is the name in Japanese?
It's Hanamichi.
Hanamichi, right? So, yeah, hana means flower, right? So they could, when the actor went into the audience on the Hanamichi, the audience, people in the audience could give the actor flowers, right? And money.
Oh.
Right? That's what I heard. Somebody had told me, I don't know if this is true, that Hanamichi, but hana also was a, I don't know if this is true, but it meant money. So I think the actors, instead of saying money path, it sounds better to say Hanamichi, the flower path, but I think they also gave tips maybe, right? Possible. I don't know. I didn't live in Edo period to know, but I've heard possibly money and flowers, but Hanamichi is the reason it's called that, is they could give the actors flowers, right? Good. So these are the three things about the kabuki stage. I think you know, the revolving stage in order to make it easy to change each scenes quickly. The Hanamichi, so the actors could come in close contact. It also adds a little variety. Instead of just watching straight, the actors actually come right into the audience. And then the seiri, the trap door, which enables actors to come and go very quickly from the stage. And some students have informed me, and it's very technical, but it's really not a trap door in a sense. In English, a trap door is like it's like a door. And what it does, it just opens and closes. And technically, the kabuki seiri is not a door. It's like a little elevator, right? Because if you have a trap door, it's like a door that's normally you go in and out is vertical, right? So you push it and you go through in and out. If it's on the floor, you're going to fall down. But technically, that's what a trap door is. It falls down and you go down. Or you could climb up, go through, you know. But in the kabuki stage, I've heard, is actually like a little elevator. But trap door is fine. It's very simple, right? Okay. And good. Anything else about kabuki? I think we've covered this a little bit. Okay. And then we should go, maybe the next question is bundaku. Okay, and again, bundaku, the only thing I've really changed from the model answer is I've just taken out the accompaniment of narrative ballads. And why did I take out narrative ballads? Because ballads is one of the hardest words that I find students being able to say. The other one is legend. and I'll talk about these. The ballads, the accent is on ballads, so it's not barads. And I hear so many students say, they're narrative barads. And I go, no, they're not barads, they're ballads. And the trouble is people also have trouble with the L, barads, barads. So what do I say? What word did you learn in junior high? Song. And songs are very easy to say. It's not mispronounced. And it also is just not confused with other words. Okay? Now, narrative is fine. It's a more technical word. Sometimes if you want to say, what can I say instead of, narrative, you could say, storytelling. So they're storytelling songs. Okay? And that's what you can say if you like that. If you like narrative, narrative is not really that difficult to say. So it's fine. It's just narrative songs or storytelling songs. So it means they're songs telling a story. Okay. Talking about legend, what happens is people say legende or something. I think there's a car called legende, or people say the katakana. And this is legend with the accent here, legend. If you don't like this word, I always tell people to say story. And many times this word comes in the answer about the koinobori. Right, why do people fly koinobori? Oh, there's an ancient Chinese legende, And no, it's an ancient Chinese story when the carp climbed, swam up the waterfall. So again, these are words, just options. If you can say them correctly, that's fine. If you're having trouble, then use words that are easy for you to pronounce, because in the guide test, the important thing is for you to say words that sound correct. Not fancy words, but words that you say correctly. So this is just some of the hints I have. And the answer, of course, is yours. So let's practice. And what is your answer then for what is bundaku?
Bundaku is a classical puppet play performed to the accompaniment of narrative ballads known as joruri. Its charm lies in the harmony of skilled puppeteers and the voice of the joruri singer. Present bundaku was established in the latter half of the 17th century.
Okay, good. And is bundaku for adults or for children?
Bundaku is for everybody, for adults as well as children.
Okay. Okay.
But mostly probably audience for adults.
Yeah, probably adults. The storylines are for adults, basically, right? Their love stories, their love suicides, their tragedies, these kinds of things. So not real happy things for children, but it's interesting to watch, right? Okay, good. Let's have him practice. What is bundaku?
Bundaku is a puppet play that has been popular since the 17th century. The scripts were written by the famous playwright Chikamatsu Monzaemon. Puppet vibration is synchronized with joruri, the ballad drama, which narrator sing, accompanied by shamisen or string instruments. Puppet vibration is so smooth and gentle. That spectators forget they are manipulated by people.
Okay, good. Be careful again. Ballads. Can you say that? And you put it in there, but it did say it has a
How
strong...
How did I say?
Ballads. Yeah, ballads. Say it a little slower. What I think I hear also is students saying it too quickly. In English, we're a little lazy with this word. We don't say ballads, but it's ballads. Kind of
ballad.
Yeah, you kind of stretch the ah, ballads.
Ballad.
Yeah, that sounds better. Yeah, ballad. If you stretch the ah, ballad, it sounds better. But I hear a lot of people, saying ballads, and it comes out funny. It's in a sense when you rush through words, when you say words too quickly, it becomes confusing. And just this has nothing to do with the answer, but there's the word in school children. There is the problem of bullying. B-U-L-Y-I-N-G, right? Bullying. And what do students say? They're so fat. Bring. So it sounds like B-R-I-N-G. So again, bring is to take something to or carry to. And bullying is three definite syllables. So it's slow, not bullying. So again, what I'm saying is ballad. Don't say ballad. Make it too quick. Just say ballad and relax. Yeah. So again, bullying and bring. But a lot of students rush to. So they have a lot of trouble with this word bullying because they say it too quickly and end up sounds like bring. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay.
Let's go and ask the same question. What is, what did I ask you? The
boondocker,
right? And I know I asked a basic question. I guess that's fine. Okay, I'll let you answer the basic question too. What is boondocker?
Boondocker is a modern name for the traditional puppet play, which developed in the Kansai region, the western part of Japan, especially in Osaka. About 300 years ago. Boondock consists of three performances, puppeteers, Tayu, Shab.
Okay, that's the puppet. It consists of three...
Performances.
Not perform, three, maybe puppeteers.
No.
Performances?
Performances. The puppeteers, Tayu, the chanters, and the chanting play.
Oh, okay. Maybe say three elements?
Three elements.
Yeah, okay. Sorry. Now I understand what you're saying. Okay, three puppeteers, what you're saying, the songs. Okay, so say that again.
Okay. Boondock consists of three elements. Mm-hmm. Puppeteers, Tayu, which is the chanters, who are chanters.
Okay.
And the chanting players. Mm-hmm. The channel of Boondock lies in the harmony of these three elements.
Okay, good, all right. And where can I see Boondock?
You can see Boondock at the National Theater in Nagatacho of Tokyo.
Okay, and in Osaka?
In Osaka, also a national theater.
Isn't there Boondakuza?
Boondakuza?
Is that what they mean? National theater? No. I just know in Osaka there's a place specifically called Boondakuza.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where.
Is that private one? Besides the National Theater?
It could be. I don't know enough information, unfortunately. Maybe we should check some of this out better. But I do know Osaka has a Boondakuza, where Tokyo has a Kabukiza,
mm-hmm.
right? Where Osaka has Boondakuza, which is the, you know, Boondaku puppet theater. Okay. But I know Tokyo is mostly what, the National Theater? There are probably other places too, but probably the main one is the National Theater. And I think in Osaka, the Boondock is up. Okay. Good. Let's ask you the same thing. What is Boondock?
Boondock is a traditional Japanese puppet play performed to storytelling songs known as jorori. Major themes of the Boondock are ties between children and parents, duty and obligation, and a tragic love. It flourished in the Edo period, and it originated in Osaka.
Okay, good. What are some differences between Western puppet plays and Japanese puppet plays? It's a hard question. There are some differences. Maybe you can think of a couple.
Actually, I know about the same question about Kabuki,
mm-hmm.
and Kansai, for Kansai Boondocker,
mm-hmm.
It might be very, very sensitive.
Okay, you? Well, I'm thinking Western.
Oh, sorry.
In Western, yeah, not Kansai and Kanto. That's, I don't even know, my God. I'm not. So maybe like from Western puppet plays, like puppet plays in the West, mm-hmm. and Japanese Boondock. What are some differences? Is that a little easier?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I wonder why she was shocked at that. Oh, you know.
Sorry. And I think the major difference between Western puppet theater and Japanese puppet theater are target age.
Sure.
And Western puppet theater is for children. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, Japanese puppet theater are called gundaku. It's for mainly for adults. Mm-hmm. And also, the themes of Western puppet play.
Puppet plays.
Puppet plays are more lively and happy things. On the other hand, a Japanese puppet plays are more tragic and sad ones.
Right. Okay. Good. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Be careful. I know that some people say they're Bundaku is adult entertainment. Okay, but don't say that because that's kind of ayashi, you know, be careful. That has a different meaning, so don't say adult entertainment. They're for adults, or the themes are for adults. That's probably the proper way. But yes, that's true. Okay. Maybe, do you know any more differences? Can you think of any differences?
Actually, I have never seen Bundaku.
Oh, okay.
But my guess is Western puppet plays string operated, strings.
Sure, yes.
And I don't know.
Well, yeah, the Western string-operated
and
Japanese
and
is what?
Japanese
more hand direct hand-operated,
yes.
Right? Sure. Okay. And one of the other things is question number three, then. How big is this bundaku puppet?
Bundaku puppet is two-thirds of the life size, and approximately between 1 meter to 1.5 meters.
Right.
Tall.
Sure, okay. And Western puppets, then, in puppet plays in the West, they're usually small, maybe 50 centimeters at the highest. They're not very large, right? Good. Okay, when we get to question 3 and 4, just adding some more. So, how large is the bundaku puppet? That's a very short question. Do you want to try number 4? Because question 3, I'll go back and forth. It's a very simple answer, and it's not very much practice. So let's go to question 4 too. I'll let you practice. How many puppeteers are required to manipulate a bundaku puppet? And if you don't like to say the word manipulate, you could say move, M-O-V-E. Okay? So we'll go to question 4. How many puppeteers are required to manipulate a bundaku puppet?
3 puppeteers are required to manipulate a bundaku puppet. The main puppeteer manipulates the puppet's head and right hand. The second puppeteer, the left hand. The third, the feet.
Okay, good. Right, so we'll combine these together. Thank you. How big is the kabuki? No, I'm sorry. How big is the bundaku puppet?
A bundaku puppet of main character is about 2 thirds life size and heavy. So which needs 3 people to operate.
Okay.
But the smaller one is the other ones are very small, so which needs only 1 person to operate.
Okay. What do the 3 puppeteers do? Why are there 3 and what do they do?
Because the main puppeteer are very heavy, so they need 3 people. One is the first puppeteer is responsible for move the head and right hand.
Okay.
And the second, left hand side.
Okay.
Left hand. And the third, the feet.
Okay. Good. And let's ask you the same question. 3 and 4 combining. How large is the bundaku puppet?
Bundaku puppet is from 1 meter to 1 meter 50 centimeters.
Okay.
And the weight is from 3 kilograms to 8 kilograms.
Okay. Good. And how many people move the puppets, manipulate the puppets?
3 people move bundaku puppets. The main puppeteer moves the head and the right hand, and the second puppeteer moves the left hand, and the last puppeteer moved their feet.
Okay, good. Okay, I won't ask any special questions. No, go ahead. Yeah, let's just say question 3 and 4. Well, how large is the Bundaku puppet?
The puppet of Bundaku is about 1 meter tall, and 3 puppeteers are needed to move the puppet.
Mm-hmm. And why? What do the 3 puppeteers do?
The first puppeteer is called Omotsukai, and he moves the head and the right hand of the puppet. And the second one is called Hidarizukai, and he moves the left hand. And the third one is called Ashizukai, and he moves the feet.
Okay. Have you seen Bundaku?
I haven't seen Bundaku yet, but I watched the TV. And then I watched a movie, and it is called The Doors, and directed by Kitano Takeshi.
Oh, okay.
And then in the beginning of the movie, other Bundaku puppeteers are on movie, and they manipulate the doors.
Oh, okay. So you've just seen only on TV.
Only on TV.
Oh, okay. Good. All right, let's see if anybody can answer. Raise your hand, we'll pass the mic. What do the puppeteers wear?
Costume.
Yeah, what do they wear? Do you know what they wear?
Black kimono.
Okay, right. So she's saying black kimono. Mm. Do they all wear black kimono?
No.
No. What? Who wears what?
Hakama.
Okay. Right, so hakama. The main puppeteer wears the hakama, or the kimono and hakama. And I think the other two wear black clothes. Okay? So why do they wear black clothes? Do you know why? Why do they wear black clothes?
They are supposed to be.
Yeah, there we go.
Because those puppeteers supposedly not to be, they watched the puppet is the main attraction.
Okay.
And they are just behind the scenes, supposedly.
Right, they're behind the scenes, and they're not supposed to be seen,
so
right?
Obscure or not.
Yeah, obscure, sure. In kabuki play, you also have the same, are they called kodoko?
Kodoko, yes.
Yeah, the same thing. So what are kodoko? They're, you want to answer? Tell me about what is kodoko. What is kodoko?
Kodoko is a person who takes care of, for example, setting props or help the actors change the clothes on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are not seen by the spectators.
But they're not supposed to be seen.
They're not supposed to be seen by the spectators.
Right.
So they wear black.
Right, good. All right. So just, yeah, they're not supposed to be seen. They're supposed to look invisible. They're not to be, they're there and wearing black in order not to be seen. So good. Yeah, and they're helpers. They help the kabuki actors, change their clothes. They put props or things on the stage. Right, good. Okay, does anyone have any questions about Bundaku? Anything you want me to check about your answer? I think everybody had a chance to answer, but if you want to check something else. If not, we'll go on to no. And again, no has the word accompaniment in the model answer, and you don't really need to say. There is something missing, I think, very important in the model answer. I'll just see if somebody mentions. And the other thing, that this is another one that people have trouble saying, because in Bundaku you have this jōruri, this narrative ballads, okay, and in the no you have this yōkyoku, which are this word that nobody can say, but I can't say even, and I don't know what it means. Recitative chants. What's that? Do you know the word recite? There's a word recite, R-E-C-I-T-E, to recite. And sometimes you would say, there's also a word recital. Recital is the noun, recite is the verb, and then they have recitative, so what is it? Is that the word here? Recitative, and that's the adjective. Now, nobody knows this word. And recite means to say something or to perform. And so, do you know what a recital is? Are you familiar with that? Maybe not, but you in Japanese, you say like the piano, hapyokai, dance, hapyokai. So hapyokai is like a recital. It's something you do out of memory to perform. So recite. So recitative means they're saying something, describing something, showing something. But this word is very difficult, so I would just not even say it. If you like, because it's recitative, and nobody knows the word. It's from the textbook, it's from the, you know, some kind of literary work, and no one in spoken English would know what you mean. So what they're just, I would just take it out and say chants, okay? So Noah's a classical play. Again, they have here stage art. We refer, most 99% of people say no plays. So Noah is a classical play performed mostly by men to chants called Yokyoku. And that's much clearer. Okay? Of course, there is the word is a correct word. It's recitative. It's correct. It's not bad grammar. It's not a bad word. It's just not a very common word. And I think it adds maybe confusion to what you're trying to say when you put words that are not easy to say and not easy to be understood. Okay? So my suggestion is maybe you don't need to say this word. Okay, so who has the mic? Your turn. You have the mic then. What is no?
No is Japan's oldest form of musical theater. It has flourished since the 14th century. The story is spoken in a chanted recitation known as utai, accompanied by musical instruments including a flute and three types of drums. The roles are divided into principal role of shite and supporting role of waki. This shite wear a lacquer-coated mask made of wood and colorful brocade costumes. Because movements are restrained and the actors put no sentiment in their voices, no play expresses the darker aspect of humanity. On the other hand, the mysterious gestures and monotone music yield deep beauty known as yuga.
Okay, good. That's fine. That's a nice answer. Good. I think, good. I'll see what she has to say. What is no?
No is a major form of classical play that developed from 14th century. It is performed mostly by men to chants called Yokyoku. And an orchestra consisting of flute and three types of drums. There are major four categories for the performances. Shite, the protagonist, waki, the supporting actor, and kyogen, comic drama, played between the works of the no problem as an interlude, and hayashi, an orchestra. Usually shite wears a simple mask, and the movements of actors are very slow.
Good, slow, that's the key, right? Have you seen No?
On TV.
On TV. Has anybody seen No? And did you stay awake?
Yes. But, my friend was
Oh, your friends are sleepy. Yeah, it's, there's something about Noel that you like it or you don't like it. And most people, I don't say they dislike it, but it's hard to keep your attention if you don't know what's happening, because it is not very fast and interesting to watch. But it is interesting in a sense, but after a while it becomes the same thing and people get sleepy. Okay, so good. I think... the one thing on your answer, the Kyogen, is you said comic drama. Now, drama sometimes has a sense of being very, very tense, very serious. So comic drama kind of doesn't match, right? So maybe just a comic act. Okay, comic performance. That would probably be it. Because, yeah, sometimes, you know, the word sounded a bit. I work in drama, which means I'm an actor, a stage actor. But normally, a comic drama would be kind of not. One is fun and one is very serious, and so they don't match. So comic performance or comic act would be fine. Okay, I'm not sure, but do the actors speak in No?
Yes.
They actually speak. Okay, because I'm not sure, because there's this chance too that.
Yeah, the actors speak.
Can you? And you like No, right? Kind of.
I like No, but yeah. Okay.
Anyway, what about the actors speak?
The actors speak at the same time. The other people what do you call it? Utai.
The chanters, maybe.
Chanters, yeah. Also chant.
Right. Okay, so, all right. Yeah. I wasn't sure if it's only the chanters, but the actor wearing the mask also does? Okay, all right, good. Let's just go on to you then. What is No?
No is the traditional stage play performed only mostly by men to chants called Yokyoku and orchestra consisting of a flute and three types of drums. No is characterized by its slow acting and graceful dancing and elaborate masks. And there are about 250 stories in No Play. Mm-hmm. And in many of them, main performer plays non-human characters, such as ghosts, demons, and long-nosed goblins.
Okay, good. Where can I see No?
In Tokyo, you can see No Plays in National No Theater, located in Sendagaya Station.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay, sure. The National No Theater in Sendagaya. Is it, right?
Yes.
It's Sendagaya, right. Some people say in Shibuya. Is there another place? Sendagaya is Shibuya-ku. I think that's the main one, but some people say you can see it in Shibuya. When I think of Shibuya, I think of, you know, Shibuya Station and Ichimaru-ku kind of thing. So it's not there, I think. But as a safari, I should look up to see. I don't think, there could be other places. I know the fact there are other places. But the National No Theater is in near Sendagaya. There's, I believe, isn't there some place in, I went once to Suidobashi. But that was 100 years ago, so maybe it's not there anymore. But I saw No at some place there. And also, where else can you see No performances?
And maybe many shrines sometimes held No performances.
Sure, good. All right. So, yeah, shrines also. There's special performances, but they have certain times they make an event and they have a No performance. So shrines also might have. Good. Okay. And let's pass the microphone to her and ask the same question. What is No?
No is a classical play performed mostly by men to chants called Yokyoku and orchestra consisting of a flute and three types of drums. It is characterized by symbolic, highly stylized acting and elaborate masks. Present refined performance and technique of No was established in the 14th century by Kanami and Zeami, father and son.
Right, or the father and son combination, right. Okay. Good. We'll go on to the next question then, if anyone's okay. What is the difference between kabuki and no? Or what, you know, what is the difference? And then sometimes you could, the question, what are the differences? Because there's more than one. Let's see what your answer is.
The actions by the kabuki actors are very exaggerated with showy makeup. While in no play, the leading actors wear a mask and the actions are very restrained. In kabuki, there are many props in the stage, on the stage, but in no stage, the stage itself and the stage staff, stage sets.
You see, sets, okay, there's a word we use for props. Do you know props? And it's only used for stages, props, and I think P-R-O-P-S, props. Mm-hmm. And we use this for I think it comes from properties.
Uh-huh.
Stage properties, but they make it short for props. But you could say stage, you know, if you don't know the word things or stage items or stage sets. Mm-hmm. Anyway, sorry to interrupt you, but okay.
Stage props, mm-hmm, are very simple. Therefore, spectators can create their own image of the story, listening to chanting and dance.
Okay, good. And let me ask you, what are the differences between kabuki and no?
Kabuki developed in the Edo period around 17th century as an entertainment among the common people, whereas no developed in the Roman period around the 14th century, and it was appreciated by members of warrior class. And as the performance, kabuki actors make up their faces and move and dance dramatically. Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, no actors wear simple masks, and their movements are very slow.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition, the stage and the stage sets of the no are more simple than that of kabuki. And sometimes the stage set of no is located in the precincts of shrines.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Are you able to tell me why no plays were like appreciated by warrior class? Why did the warrior class enjoy no?
Why?
I'm not sure if I'm correct, but I have an idea that I'm
not sure.
Well, yeah, why? Yeah, he's a warrior, right? Do you know? Did anybody know?
No stories mainly for spiritual world after death.
Okay.
Or ghost.
Right.
So
why did samurai like
samurai
that?
Samurai is their main job is killing people, soldiers. So they worry about naturally.
Sure.
Death after death or such topics.
Yeah.
So death they is attract them.
Sure. Yeah, that's
and
the yeah.
So they're wise.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Was that your answer?
Yeah.
The answer is yeah. Good. Yeah. That's fine. It's because you know warriors deal with death and dying and killing and being killed, and so because this many times the main character in the no theater is a spirit or a ghost or someone that's not living, that has died. And so the samurai were kind of intrigued or kind of fascinated by this concept because of their own lives and, you know, always being close to death at any moment. So, good, that's why they did. Just for you, I'll just ask the basic question. What's the difference between kabuki and no?
Firstly, no is supported by epigraph warriors from around the 14th century, And on the other hand, kabuki was enjoyed by common people in the Edo period. Mm-hmm. And as for actors, in no plays, main actors wear a mask and he moved slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And in kabuki play, actors wear gorgeous makeups and gorgeous costumes, mm-hmm. and they dance and act. They dance and act very lively.
Mm-hmm.
And as for stages, no.
Maybe as for the stages.
As for the stages,
mm-hmm.
No stage is quite simple, whereas kabuki stage has an elaborate stage sets. And as for stories, no story is a kind of tragic or related to death. On the other hand, kabuki story is very lively.
Good. Okay. And what is usually part of the no stage?
Could you repeat that?
Sure. What is usually a part of the no stage, or what is in the background of the no stage?
As far as I know, no stage is often built outdoors.
Okay. And what's in the back?
Simple, maybe it has simple landscape, a simple picture or simple wall or...
Yeah, what is usually very common? Yeah, he knows.
Pine tree.
A pine tree. Yeah, it's usually just a background picture of a pine tree that's painted. It's not even a real tree. But it's usually very beautiful, but it's just simple, like a pine tree. I don't know why. Maybe, you know, why a pine tree? We don't know. That's fine. I don't think it has to go that detailed. But yeah, usually the no has just a picture of a pine tree. Good. Okay, let's just practice again. What is the difference between the no... no and kabuki?
Both no and kabuki are traditional stage plays, but kabuki was enjoyed by common people, while no was enjoyed by upper class samurai, samurais.
Okay.
Kabuki actors wear elaborate makeup and elaborate costumes, while no performers wear simple masks. As for stages, kabuki stages are complex, featuring a rotating stage, mawari butai, and a trapdoor seri, through which the actors appear and disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And elevated runway, hanamichi, which is designed to allow the male actors closer contact with their audience, and the audience can give flowers or tips to their favorite actors.
Mm-hmm.
No stages are simple, and they are outdoors as well as indoors. Also, while the story of kabuki is light-hearted, that of no is tragic and somber. No also features highly stylized acting.
Good. All right. That's fine. We could hear. I just another basic question. I'm thinking, what about the language used? Is the language different? Well, the reason I ask that, whenever I hear no, it's like it's not. It's maybe the ghost is speaking, right? You know, that kind of thing. Where kabuki actually has people speaking words you might understand. It's a little normal. So the sound of the speech or the speech, what is it? The how do I explain? The speech patterns or the spoken language in kabuki is more like, you know, normal spoken language, where no is very stylized language that has a, you know, very like a chant or some kind of a you know, long drawn out, you know, speech. That is it the normal type of conversation? Where kabuki has maybe normal little some parts of kabuki plays have just normal conversations, although both are maybe difficult to understand now because the language is old a little bit. Yeah. Okay, well, good. I think those are good answers. What we'll do is take a break, and then we will go back and finish the rest of these questions. And maybe we should have maybe time for some extra questions, too.